clubhouse.
Welcome to Interview with a Podcast, a Pod Clubhouse original. I'm Caroline from Daily Review.
And I'm Mike from Pop Culture Review. Each week on Interview with a Podcast, we sit down for a chat with a podcast or website and its creators.
Here at Pod Clubhouse, our main goal is to create a community of collaboration among podcasters and their friends.
If someone has something to say, has a passion for a topic, we want the Clubhouse to be a way for content creators to find their voice.
Through Interview with a Podcast, we'll be able to highlight a diverse array of podcasts from TV to music, movies to comedy.
Maybe it'll be a sports podcast one week, or a DIY home projects podcast. Hopefully we can help you discover the next must-listen-to true crime podcast.
Each episode gives you, the listener, a chance to meet and decide if their podcast is a fit for you.
That's right. We've got two goals here. With Interview with a Podcast, we hope to be a destination for listeners to get curated podcast recommendations. And for content creators, we hope to be an outlet to increase visibility and listenership. It's the rising tide lifts all boats approach to collaboration.
If there's a podcast you think we should feature on Interview with a Podcast, send us a DM and we'll see if we can set up an interview.
With that, I think it's time we get to this week's guest.
This is Caroline.
And this is Mike. Welcome to Interview with a Podcast. Today we're talking to Brandy and Sunny of Book of Lies podcast. How are you guys doing? Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us. We're great.
This is big Rona time. Are you guys keeping yourself sane?
Well, we're trying. We're trying.
I'm not having too much of an issue with this, so I'm good.
That's awesome. I love that. Like, for most of us who are like sticking around at home, it's like been not that big of a deal. But I know at the same time, every single person I talk to say, the minute it's all over, I'm leaving the house for like 3 weeks and never coming back.
It's just like for myself, this is Sunny. I'm a family of four. So I've got a 10-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a husband and two dogs. And so we stay busy, but it's like, oh, I just want to get away from you guys for a few minutes, like a few hours, maybe. Leave me alone, right? Please.
I'm like, I'm going to the car. I'm just going to sit in the car for a little bit. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to sit in the car.
Exactly.
I have found myself getting in the car, driving, and being like, I'm just going to stare at a building for a little while and then go home. I don't actually want to get out anywhere, but just to be out of my apartment and in my car, it's just a different kind of cage. But it feels nice.
It's a portable cage.
Yeah, that's it.
It's embarrassing. Oh, gosh. So tell us y'all's names and the name of your podcast.
Brandy, please.
Well, my name is Sunny Hepburn.
And our podcast is Book of Lies Podcast.
So tell us about Book of Lies Podcast. What does that mean? What do you guys cover in Book of Lies?
We cover liars. We cover fraud. We cover scams. We cover no good, dirty scoundrels, all that stuff. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Is this like corporate stuff? Is it like individuals? Is this like what? How would you describe it?
Basically, if you've ever been arrested or accused or convicted of basically committing fraud or cheating someone, doing underhanded things. So yeah, corporate fraud, personal fraud. You know, our last episode was on vaccination fraud, basically, or a vaccination study that ended up being fraudulent.
Now, that's a pretty like interesting spin on kind of maybe like the true crime genre. Can you talk about like what inspired you guys? You guys are sisters, right?
Yes. Brandy and I are sisters.
So where did like the idea come from? Did it come from like a personal experience, or you guys were just interested in a story maybe one day? Walk us back. Take us back in time.
Take us back in time. I'll take you into the time machine and the time machine. But so we always wanted to do something, and you know, we've been doing a podcast for a really long time. And we were out after a game show audition, I think it was, Brandy. And we were just having lunch, and my husband was talking smack to my sister. She had a book, and she was always writing in a book because Brandy's a writer. So she's always writing down stuff. And then my husband says to her, hey, what are you writing in your little book of lies? And then I look at Brandy, and I was like, oh, my gosh, we should start a podcast, and it should be called Book of Lies. And then Brandy had the great idea for one of our episodes.
That's awesome. Brandy, you're the source of this. Like, you've got like your little book of information on people.
not exactly. You know, I keep a notebook and like just for any like ideas I get or inspiration. But I was reading something about Anna Delvey, And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the perfect person to talk about on the podcast is Anna Delvey, because, you know, she was basically, they called her the Soho grifter. And she was basically using all of these people for money and staying at hotels, not paying and kind of stuff that ended up getting her put in jail.
She is a completely compelling case. And that would be a situation where I could totally get, like, you'd have a lot to talk about. Like, how does someone have the balls to do that? Just to be able to go around and act like that. Do you find that most of your stories kind of come down to, like, how do people have the gumption to go around and completely fleece people like this?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's the question that I ask a lot. It's like, why do people think they can get away with these things?
For real. Like, the people that we cover, it's vast. And everybody doesn't get arrested. One thing you did say, Brand, that everyone gets arrested. Everybody doesn't get arrested. Like, we covered the showman. What's his name?
P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, P.T. Barnum. Yeah. So he never went to jail, but we always knew, or everyone knew, he was full of shit. You know, he was a big flammer. He'd be like, hey, see a man eating chicken. And people were thinking it's this monstrous chicken, but no, it's a man sitting there eating chicken. You know, he would just make things up and spin a tale and trick people. He was into joking people or, you know, getting over on people. But these other people, they will do what they can do and get away with it because there's certain people that feel guilt or feel remorse. And these people that we cover do not.
It's something that I think people need to know about, because I think there are a lot of scams out there. There are a lot of fraudsters out there, and people don't even ever end up knowing. You know, obviously, you know, everyone gets the email from Nigerian prince who turns out to be your long lost brother, you know, that email kind of scam. But there's a lot of stuff out there, you know, the anti-vaxxers you guys did recently, now with COVID-19, it's going to give rise to a whole rash of scams. Have you guys seen, now that we've been in this new world for almost 2 months now, are you guys seeing like new stories arising out there that when you're keeping track and deciding what to report on, is this giving like birth to a whole new cottage industry of fraudsters out there? And if so, are you guys like going to be jumping on top of that and reporting about it?
I checked the FTC website and I did a little rundown a couple of weeks ago of like the scams that people are starting to come out with now. But a lot of it is just reworking old scams to fit the situation. I feel like it's like scam SEO, like using keywords that suit the situation, the whole quarantine situation and the hand washing sanitizer type stuff, but they're still using the same methods, just trying to make it fit the situation.
You're totally right. I was talking with my girlfriends and they were saying that some scammers set up just some random booth to get tested. They weren't doctors. They weren't using safe measures. They were charging people $250 a pop to do a drive-through COVID-19 test. And they were out there for a few days. And then someone was like, hey, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that. They weren't changing gloves. And they were just collecting money, collecting certain insurance information. And eventually, like, the police showed up and they took off. Fucking scammers.
Isn't that insane? People are so crazy. When you guys set up the idea of this, are you looking to be like a cautionary tale to people? Are you trying to bring things to light so that you can keep people from getting scammed? Or are you simply just like telling a story like a true crime situation?
I think it's a little bit of both, because I've fallen for scams back when I was younger, and everybody has a story about they saw an ad for maybe a job or a money-making opportunity, and they maybe paid $50 or however much the opportunity cost in the front, and then, you know, they figured out, hey, I just got ripped off. I feel like, you know, a lot of the stuff we're just talking about that is unlikely to happen to the average person, but then there are things that everyone needs to be aware of, like the scams that are pervasive, the phishing scams, people trying to get your information, or, you know, things like that. So we try to warn people about real world scams, and then we like to talk about the outlandish stuff like Fyre Festival and things like that.
You guys actually recently just started a blog. I think, Brandy, you're kind of running the blog now for the website, and part of that is definitely some Rona quarantine outlet to write, but it also, you know, there are some like solicitations, like if you had stories of your own, send them to us, you know, maybe we'll read them on the air. Do you guys get a lot of feedback from people listening or people writing into you and be like, you guys need to cover, you know, Jim Bob, because he's fucking selling, you know, shitty cars, you know, with no engines down the street kind of thing? Do you guys hear from a lot of listeners with like their own stories that they want you to cover? Or is it really mostly still your own legwork uncovering the topics you guys decide to talk about?
We do have, you know, a handful of listeners that send in stories, send in topics, send in things that, you know, we should cover. So I think we do kind of sprinkle a few in here and there of stories that people send in. It doesn't happen as often as we would have liked it to, but people will tip us off and we'll say, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Like when we did Rosie Ruiz, the marathon thief, that was, you know, another podcaster gave us an idea for that. We get a little input. Yeah.
Do people ever get personal? Like they're like, can you do this story about like my ex-husband and like totally tell about how like he like cheated and blah, blah, blah. Like, do you ever get that kind of personal stuff?
We call those lying pieces of human trash. And we do ask for that. We do ask nice. For that. But I don't think anyone has said, hey, I want you to call out this particular person. I think I've called out people just like, hey, this happened to me and my husband and blah, blah, blah. But maybe soon, maybe one of your listeners will write in and tell us to write about Jim Bob and we'll let Bob know what's up.
I want to be very clear. I don't know that Jim Bob is selling cars without engines down the street. If he's listening, don't sue me. I don't know. I was using you as an example, Jim Bob. Please don't be mad at me. I just bought a car from Jim Bob. It did not have an engine in it, but maybe I'm not the only, you know, maybe that just happened to me, but I don't know. Do you guys ever worry about blowback about someone listening? You know, if you're doing a lying, filthy piece of trash and they're like, hey, you know, that wasn't nice. You know what you said? Have you guys ever encountered one of the targets of your episodes in any kind of way?
No, but I welcome it. I'm waiting for it. I want someone to say, you know what? You talked about me and I don't agree with what you said or I'm offended or whatever, just because I feel like if you did this and you willfully tried to pull a fast one or rip someone off or what have you, you deserve to be called out. I mean, they can totally try to defend themselves and that's fine. And, you know, we will interview them and figure out why you did what you did. But it hasn't happened yet. But I'm definitely like waiting for it because I want it.
She wants it.
I was going to ask you guys, do you feel like you're like ready? Like, do you have something in the canon? Like, and it sounds like you absolutely do. So I'm glad for that because I feel like at some point in time, you know, you are going to get somebody who's going to say something, right? And like, I'd love for you guys to be like, sit down and I'm going to tell you what's what. I love that so much. You guys must have had some memorable moments either between the two of you guys or maybe just something where you've sort of uncovered something that was really shocking to you. Tell us about some memorable moments on the podcast that you guys can share with us.
I remember a memorable moment. It was the Dirty John one. And we drank Honey Jack. And that's when I learned that we cannot drink Honey Jack on the podcast because the episode was almost 3 hours long. And it was just a lot of craziness. It was just like, oh my gosh, this episode's wild. So I learned what we should not consume on the podcast or, you know, that situation. It was very interesting. It was an interesting episode.
That is so funny. Oh my God. We can also relate to the idea of like, did I overserve myself during that?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh my God, that's funny. Mike, right? You like get all F-bomb. We're doing Making the Cut and he's all like, I don't care what those motherfuckers are gonna make their fucking motherfucking garment. I was like, Mike. Oh my God.
Terry, it turns out Scotch makes me very passionate about fashion. So it turns out,
funny. I was like, "Oh my god!" I meant it.
I had no regrets the next morning. I meant every F bomb I dropped. So
Oh my god, that's too funny. Oh my god. So then, do you guys feel like that? You guys had like times when you were working on the podcast that you're like, you know what? Let's kind of change up our format a little bit, or let's kind of tweak it. Like, how has it changed over time?
With every episode, I feel like we are growing, we are evolving, and sometimes, you know, we make changes. And I feel like it's usually me because I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What's my topic going to be? And sometimes we'll switch it up. I remember last year, Brandy, we decided to do like Game of Thrones and talk about the liars. Every now and then we'll switch it up and it won't be a particular subject, but it'll be something that has to do with what's going on now. Like Game of Thrones was fire last year. It was the last season. So everybody did like a Game of Thrones episode. We did like Tiger King because, oh my gosh, that shit show was great. So we just, you know, every now and then we're like, hey, this is what's going on. And we'll bring up something that has current.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let's do like a pop culture episode. Yeah, like the Game of Thrones thing. And even, Tiger King for sure, because I couldn't resist doing that one. That was just too good to pass up. But yeah, I feel like we try to make it fun because like a lot of times scammers can be depressing. So we like to throw in a gem or two that, you know, people can jump on the bandwagon and, you know, have fun listening to instead of just us railing against some butthole who stole a bunch of money from people or made people sick. Things like that.
Tell me, okay, so Tiger King, I need to hear y'all's professional expert Book of Lies opinion. I mean, who's the biggest liar on there? Give me like at least like top three. Like what order did they go in for you?
Ooh, oh my gosh.
my top three are Carol Baskin. She's number one. Bogavon, what's his face? The
Antle.
The cult guy. He's number two. And what's his name?
Lowe, the one who got the
yes.
zoo?
Yes.
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe.
Isn't that so funny? We always said we were laughing on that no one can ever just call him Jeff. It's always Jeff Lowe. He can't be just Jeff.
He's not just Jeff.
And she can't just be Carol. She's Carol Baskin. She's always going to be Carol Baskin. Carol fucking Baskin. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I completely agree with you because hell, you know, Joe Exotic, he just owned what he was. He's a mess, but he owns it. You know, he's like, I'm a mess. This is who I am. The rest of them are trying to act like there's something they're fucking not. That's got to get you Book of Lies girls like all, you know, hackles up, right?
Dude, when it came on Tiger King, I was like, what the fuck is this? Let me see. I watched like one episode and I was like, oh boy, giddy up. And I was in and just watching the story unfold, because in the beginning you're like, what is this nonsense? But as you watch and you have a vested interest in it, you're just like, I cannot believe all this stuff is really going on. Like in the backyard of America, pretty much. Like, what the fuck? What is going on? What's with the tigers, these people, these cults? They're pretty much cults. It's insane. It's just insane. It's insanity.
There were so many lies you could pick up on there, right? Like, you're like, is expired meat acceptable for Walmart to be selling? Like,
oh,
let's talk
gosh.
About that for a while. Or let's talk about, like, Carol Baskin. And, like, is she actually a rescue place or not? Like, what's her friggin' scene? I don't know if you guys saw it, but on Saturday Night Live, they were running a masterclass where Carol Baskin teaches you how to slowly ride a bicycle. It was really funny.
Oh, that was the one when they were doing SNL at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the SNL at home. Yep. Did you guys see the after show with Joe McHale? And they followed up with Jeff Lowe and his wife about the nanny. God, just give it. It's just so skeevy. That guy is, for me, he's the worst. I mean,
he's a creep ball. He's super creep status.
Such a super creep. Yeah, for sure. I agree with you.
I didn't see it. I heard about it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, Joe McHale's pretty great in it because he has just a I'm doing this purely for the paycheck, and I freely admit that kind of vibe about him, that it makes his it makes his apathy really, really fun to listen to him talk to these guys. I mentioned a little bit before to bring it back to your guys' podcast about introducing the blog recently, but what else do you guys see that you want to do in this space? Like, where are you looking to take the podcast next for you? You know, what's next for you guys in Book of Lies?
All fun. This is one of our goals. It's been one of our goals. We want to do a live show somewhere once the Rona goes away and people are allowed to congregate. We want to do a live show. So we're kind of working towards that, which is, you know, consistently putting out the content. Like, we've never missed a week. We're consistent with the podcast. The podcast is growing. I mean, the blog is growing. So good job, Brandy. We've got, you know, some swag up. We do everything that I feel like all the other podcasters do. You know, we have a Patreon and we're on all the social platforms. But I think our goal, just maybe if it's one show and then no more, that's fine. But we want to do a live show and just to, you know, see what happens and bring it to the people.
Tell us more about, like, when do you guys, since you say you're super consistent, which is awesome, when can people like tend to find you? And tell us about more about like where they can find you and the best way to find you.
Sure. So we put out a new episode every Tuesday. We're on all the podcatchers. We're, you know, on Apple. We're on Spotify. We are hosting now with Spreaker, Google Podcasts, CastBox. Hopefully everywhere you could find a podcast, that's where we are. You know, if we're not, hit us up, let us know. But I'm usually lurking on Twitter. I'm usually on Twitter lurking.
And that would be at Book of Lies?
It's at Book of Lies Pod on Twitter. And everywhere else, it's Book of Lies Podcast. You know, Twitter limits your name.
Stupid Twitter.
Stupid Twitter. But yeah, we're everywhere. Find us, please. Yeah. Come see us. Or come to our website. bookoflies.com.
And that's where that you have all your episodes up there, plus you have the blog up there too, which is actually a great read, so definitely go check that out.
Thank you.
You know, doing podcasts can be like an interesting thing. Has doing the pod opened up any opportunities for you guys? Have you anything you've been able to experience because you've been doing the podcast that you maybe wouldn't have been able to do otherwise?
Someone reached out to us to like go to a movie premiere. We've been invited to like movie premieres and to like do movie reviews and things of that nature. And that would have never, ever like come to us without the podcast. So that was super excited. I was like, what? You want us to come to your movie premiere? Oops. Interesting. It's fun. So yeah.
That's awesome. I totally appreciate that. And it's like super fun. Are there any guests that you feel like you would really want to have on the podcast? Like either have like a true liar that you really want to like grill on air, or like someone who is like, I don't know, an infamous person who maybe found out some liars or something? Who would be like a dream guest situation?
I would love for Carol Baskin to come on our podcast, but she's not doing interviews. So,
boy, I wonder why.
Yeah, she's not doing any interviews at this time. And, you know, I feel like people who I would love to talk to an expert on like fraudsters to get, you know, their like inside take on these people and why they do the things that they do.
Like a psychologist who specializes in liars,
like a fraud investigator. Like we have one of our fellow podcasters who actually she's a fraud investigator for a company, and you know, we talked to her and she, you know, she always has good stories about people that she talks to because she goes after them and like gets them arrested. But I would like to talk to someone who, you know, yeah, maybe a psychologist or somebody who specializes in people who commit fraud. These people are narcissists, like down to the core. They're narcissists. They don't think the law pertains to them. They think that they're above the law or they can just get away with stuff. So I want to know like why they do what they do and why they think they can get away with it.
It's fascinating. The psychology of it. I mean, that's a whole show beyond the actual scams. Just the why people do it is, you know, is its own other show you guys could probably do. I wanted to say congratulations to you guys because you guys actually, you know, you guys are cracking the top 100 in the true crime genre, right? So how does that feel to know that people are listening to you kind of that much, that you've reached those kinds of rankings? I mean, podcasts kind of live and die by their listeners and their clicks and their rankings. What was your guys' reaction when you saw that?
Thank you. Thank you so much for understanding the struggle. It was awesome. Honestly, I don't check the charts at all, really. I get like my notification from Chartable. And I was on Twitter and someone was like, hey, you know, I've cracked the top 100 and these podcasts have also done it. So some other podcasts let us know. And when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this is what's up. Oh, it's nothing but champagne from now on, guys. It was just exciting. It was exciting. Honestly, I didn't think like when we first started that people would receive us very well or even listen to us because there's a million podcasts out there to listen to. So to find out that people are really enjoying, you know, what we're talking about and are coming back and subscribing and listening, that's awesome. And so, you know, we just try and do our best for you guys. We're going to continue to talk as much shit as we talk and we're not going to change. We're just going to keep on coming back. But it felt really good to know that your message is being heard and people are enjoying the content.
Especially in this time of social distancing, you know, really hard to drag people to their phones to Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and stuff. So I'm glad you haven't had to resort to that, you know.
I love the idea of you just like now with Rona times, like you have to take like a big long stick and just be like tapping on people's windows. Keep your distance, but still harass people. I love it. I love that you guys have so many different facets with the blog and then being able to delve into like more private things or more public things or just big, big, big conspiracy things. Toot your own horn here a little bit. What do you feel like if I'm going to dive into your very first podcast? Like I'm a brand new listener. Which podcast that you guys do that you feel like is just like, this one's the bomb. This one's going to get you guys right into what we're doing and you're going to fall in love with us. Which one would you recommend to start with?
Ooh. I would say don't go to episode 1 because the sound quality is terrible. There's a refrigerator chirping in the background. But I would say maybe, honestly, our first episodes are doing really well. Like episode 2, that's when we do Bernie Madoff Money. That's a great one. Even Anna Delvey, that's when we really, really get drunk off of the wine I made in my closet. That's a good time, too. I feel like they're all good. Every episode, once it goes up, I'm like, this is the best episode ever. I love them all, but not the first one.
I think the Dirty John episode, just because first I listened to the Wondery podcast and then I watched the show. I was like, dude, we have to talk about him. I like that one. I think that one would definitely be a good one to start with.
And between the podcast about it and then the TV show too, it was super topical. It was one of those things that people kind of are sort of new, but maybe don't know everything about. So it is a great entry point. Guys, thank you so much for coming by the clubhouse today and talking with us. You know, we love doing this show because it lets us get to know so many different podcasts and hosts and what they're doing out there in the world beyond just what we're doing. And we love for our listeners to, you know, we called it Speed Date, you know, these new podcasts and these new that maybe they're not aware of. But thank you guys for coming out here and talking with us. You definitely don't have to do that. So we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. What else do people need to know before we, start saying our goodbyes? What's like the last thing you want people to know about you before we wrap this up today?
So Brandy and I are both, what are we called?
Small business owners.
There you go. Small business owners. Exactly right. So we both have our own little businesses at home. I no longer work for corporate America, and Brandy's been working for herself as an author and a writer for years. So you should definitely, you know, check out some of our stuff. Like on our website, we do have, you know, links to Brandy's blogs. She has books on Amazon. You know, I sell dog biscuits. It's a lot of fun. Brandy's also making jewelry. Brandy's super talented. She's like my favorite person. That's kind of the other reason why I started the podcast, to get Brandy to hang out with me a little bit more.
That's hilarious.
So if you do want to buy some dog biscuits for your dog, they're all made with pumpkin. They help with stinky dog poops and all kinds of goodness. It's at beautiesbiscuits.com. And if you want to buy some of Brandy's jewelry, which is like charged by the sun, has lots of good energy in there, it's geoandgrace.com.
Awesome. Well, guys, this has been Interview with the Podcast. We've been talking with a Book of Lies podcast today. You can find them at bookofliespodcast.com. On Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, everywhere else on social media at Book of Lies Podcast. Brandy and Sunny, guys, thank you so much for coming out and talking with us. I've been Mike.
This is Caroline.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.